wake up.
I listen every single morning when I wake up.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.
Continuing on with full moon readings, we have Sarah Moore here, North Conway's own psychic medium. You can look up Sarah and book some private sessions with her and more information at enlightenedhorizons.com. And you have the gallery coming up next month.
I do. Yeah, I have two. I have one on a Friday, April 24th at the Animal Refuge League in Greater Portland in Westbrook.
Awesome.
They're amazing. Kathleen and I do that gallery every year together, and they're just such a great organization. They have a $5 million facility. If I were one of the animals, I wouldn't leave.
Yeah.
But they actually do leave really quickly. And then the next day, we are doing a fundraiser for the project graduation for Kennett High School.
Excellent.
That's going to be at the high school auditorium on Saturday, April 26th. And tickets are available already at the UPS store. And we're talking about that early because yesterday I got a message asking if there were still tickets left.
Right.
So we will probably sell that out.
And
so
you guys usually do sell out.
Yeah, and this one's going to be at their theater in the school, so it's going to be a really cool setting.
Yeah.
We're limiting the tickets. I think we're limiting to like 200 tickets or 250, so it'll be a full crowd. But usually we don't read everybody in the audience, but the messages seem to thread through to more than one person.
Yep.
And usually they give very specific messages. And then some global messages that resonate with a lot of people there.
That venue would be actually really cool for a gallery because it's a little more intimate.
Wait.
You'll be up close.
I love it.
Usually, you know, you're back on a stage, which works perfectly. But at the same time, this one, you'll be a little bit closer, be able to walk up the stairs
a little bit. Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's be really great.
Yeah. Some people are like, do you get nervous going on stage? And I'm like, no, I get nervous finding parking before it. The stage part is awesome.
So make sure you go to enlightenedhorizons.com and then, of course, the UPS store to purchase tickets about that gallery. That's something to look forward to. I've been to many galleries now, and they are an absolute blast. Even if you don't get a reading, it's just fun to watch.
Yeah,
it really is.
You know, the skeptics are fun because you're like, oh, they're making it up. The stuff that hits, I'm not that creative. Thank you. I appreciate you think I'm that creative. I'm not.
I know. If not, you'd be writing stories and
exactly.
everything else. Fair enough. Okay, so again, enlightenedhorizons.com, and you can follow Sarah. And if any questions, of course, you can ask on Facebook. Let's keep going here.
Okay.
We got a few left. We got Jen from Intervale texting in, wondering if her mom is at peace and watching over her.
Oh, yeah. Do you have a baby or are you you're not pregnant? She's holding a young baby. I'm getting more miscarriage. If somebody in your family just had a miscarriage, or if there was a miscarriage at some point, your mom's holding that baby and is showing me the face, and it's like a perfect little baby. So, yes, your mom is all around you, 110%. Talk to her, like put her to work and then take her for a ride. Like, mom, let's go for ice cream and bring her along with you. She loves that.
Excellent. Okay, we have Mike from Tamworth. His aunt passed away just last year when she was upset with him for not being there at the end, or wondering if she's upset with him for not being
at the end. Okay, as you read that, I was like, that's not
right.
Yeah,
it was a little bit weird.
Okay, no, she's not upset at all. You weren't supposed to be there. You're one of the empathic children in her lives. You're an adult, but she's calling you a child. So empaths feel everything. Before I knew what that meant, if I went to an animal shelter or hospital, the Freiburg Fair, I would feel overwhelmed, or Walmart, you know, stores that have a lot of energy in them. I feel that energy. You feel grief and you feel pain in your gut. So it would have almost been too hard for you to have been there, not just because she was passing. That was something you could wrap your head around. But feeling her children grieving would have really done you in. So no, she's glad that you weren't there. You spared yourself on that, she said.
He did also mention his brother and sister. Any feelings about them? Was he
in heaven?
Was she upset with them?
No.
No.
She just looked at... She's so funny. She's like, do you guys remember who I was when I was alive? No, not at all. And she's sort of a busybody, so she's always checking in anyway.
Mm-hmm.
In death, it's kind of like, no, I can see everything now. She loves it.
Good. All right. So all good news then.
She's so funny. My face was like, what? No.
Jackie from Berlin says, how can they work on harmony between them, her father and I, and his sons? Both are so different, and one relationship is going well, the other not so much. They want to know if they can get more harmony. How can they have more
I don't think
harmony?
You can. So they're showing me my relationship with my father. My dad died the end of July. But my dad and I didn't always get along. We weren't always on the same page. When I got married, I danced to Frank Sinatra's My Way, if that gives you any indication of how we both were. And every time I'd go down and visit my father, I would expect him to be different. And every time he wasn't, I would get disappointed. Either he wasn't the grandfather I wanted him to be to my son, or he wasn't as kind to me that I wanted him to be. He wasn't abusive, but, you know, it wasn't the dynamic I was craving. And The week before he died, I happened to take a vacation down to his house, hung out by the pool with my son for a week, not knowing he was going to drop a massive heart attack. But that week, I took him for who he was, and I didn't expect him to be any different. And when I went in with that mindset, I was never disappointed. I met him where he was, and it worked out beautifully. They're asking you to try to do the same the best you're capable of doing. And then I just heard in capital letters, do not expect that to be reciprocated. Mm-hmm. Okay. But if you just say, well, thank you for being consistent, I think you're going to have a lot more peace.
That one goes out to Jackie from Berlin. We have Jennifer from Maine texting in recently. She lost her Uncle Tom. Is there anything that he would like to say? Any messages?
My chest just did a wicked flutter. It's almost like that, but it's kind of high up in my chest, almost near my left collarbone. I knew this is coming. And I kind of feel like, uh-oh. You know when you get he didn't have a head pain, but you know when you suddenly get that quick little pain in your head and you're oh God, is that a stroke?
I know, you never know what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. He did that, but then it was like, oh God, no, this is still going. Yep. You know what's cool though? He prayed at the end. Mm. That makes your grandmother so happy. he prayed at the end and she was doing the rosary. That's awesome.
Okay, there we go. That one goes out. I forget who that was, but either way.
I don't know.
Because it's just a number, not a name.
Okay.
Mary from Conway texting in. Is it safe for her to continue with her retirement, or does she need to look forward to more work?
I think you need a little bit of work, but not a full-time job. And it's more for the social interaction and the connections you're going to make. You retired, and you did it beautifully, but your friends didn't get to do it at the same time. And I kind of get, when you look around, you're like, yeah, I really want to go, I want to go have a cocktail on a deck because it's 60 to get today, but you don't have the people to go do that with. So I get, if you got a job that you just love doing, I don't care if you're making wreaths at Christmas time, but you're talking to really fun people and then you go out and snowshoe after, that feels phenomenal. So financially, you're sound, but personally, I think what I'm hearing is it would behoove you to get into a new group of very energetic people.
Okay, that one goes out to Mary from Conway. Before that was Jennifer from Maine. Just want to throw that out there.
We gave a rating to somebody. Neither of us know who, but
I have one job and I blow it every time. Teresa from Auburn texting in. She is wondering if her three living cats are happy. They've been in the family for almost 2 years now. Satsuki, Mai, and Ralphie.
Ridiculously happy. And they're like, that because we could all sleep in a basket. I literally feel I don't know. They're showing me an image of worms in the dirt. They're all wiggled together. They feel phenomenal.
Excellent. So they're all happy.
Yeah. Jotchki is the one that is stealing things. So if you can't find your hair elastic or a sock or a tissue, that's the one taking it.
Fantastic. Okay. We have Lisa from Berlin texting in wondering if Ace White is with his owner. Ace White is a dog.
Yep. Is he with his owner?
That's the question. Yeah.
I'm getting a slight no. I wish you could give me a little more information.
She says her brother was the owner. Is he at peace? Is Ace with her brother?
Yes.
There we go.
It's interesting because
it's a few different texts.
Okay, I'm trying to answer your question and I feel pressure in my nose area, sort of down my snout. So I don't think am I feeling your brother? I hear yes, I'm feeling your brother, and my nose feels funny when I feel your brother's energy. And yes, they are together, but Ace is sort of the wolf energy protects us. It circles us and protects us when we ask for it. Native American, that's a tremendous way to protect your energy is to pull the wolf in. Or if you see the wolf, it's like, okay, what do I need to have a heads up on? And so Ace in heaven is still the protector of your brother's energy.
Okay.
Yep.
That one goes out to Lisa from Berlin. Suzanne from Barnstead. My daughter has fallen in love with a rescue dog and wants to adopt him. Mm. Is he the right fit?
I don't think so. He's the right fit for who your daughter's going to be. I don't think she's there yet. Your daughter's still running. I feel like if your daughter had a sailboat and the wind could fill the sails and she could move forward, that would be great. But right now she's in a paddle boat, low to the water, and she's paddling really hard and the boat's tipping to the side because she's the only one in it. So if she's not, I'm assuming she's not in a relationship because they're saying wait for that part and then you'll get a dog that you raise together.
Okay. So wait on the dog.
Yeah. You
can
have free
love
will.
The dog.
You have free will.
Sure.
You can do it.
Of course.
It's a bad idea. But you can.
Fair enough.
When they packed our backpacks to come down here, they're like, oh, let's give them free will. This will be fun. No, it's not. Not at all.
Okay, this one is from Jessica. Jessica from Bartlett texting in. Today's the third year anniversary of her daughter losing her grandmother. Any words or signs to comfort her?
So when I was little, I used to go to like Canobie Lake Park or something, and they would have these big flowers that were made out of tissue paper. Mm. And we'd all buy them. And then, you know, you leave it in your room until it's dusty and you throw it out when you go to college. I'm seeing those. So they're not real flowers, but they're kind of fake flowers that you make. So I don't know if I don't think your grandmother was artsy. I almost just said artsy fartsy. And then I just said it. I don't think she was artsy fartsy, but I do get she would appreciate a very mindful process of doing something in her honor. So, you know, it could be making, I don't know, I feel like I'm making flowers of some sort. That feels good, like a boutonniere, but it's not a boutonniere. Something like that would
get
be
creative
good.
For
yeah.
sure. Yeah.
Yep, she loves that.
Wonderful. We have Emily from Conway texting in, wondering if work is going to change for her.
No, not at all.
Okay.
No, you know, nope. I just heard no, not at all. And they just looked at you like, if you're not changing direction, why would work change?
So work shows you the same.
You know, it's like eating a Whopper and wondering if you're going to get skinny. No. Oh, I'm so sorry. They didn't candy coat for you at all. But no. And I also feel like you're kind of like me where we need the cattle prod to really decide to make a change. So you have the ability to change this. And I would love for you to change this. I don't see you leaving this area, but I would like for you to change the way in which you do business. You need more alone time, so I would love for you to do part of your work from home.
Excellent. We always should bring that up. We've talked about free will now a couple different times mm-hmm. here. People can change whatever reading
Absolutely.
That they get.
I'm a street sign.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm notorious for having my GPS say recalculating because I'm like, oh, I missed it. I'm just distracted or I wasn't paying attention or, hey, I just didn't feel like turning the car. I didn't believe it. So I'm a street sign and it's up to you if you listen to it or not. And I don't want to be responsible for your ultimate outcome. That's too much pressure.
There we go. So you guys can change those. We have more readings coming up. Keep those texts coming. 603-356-9145. We'll be back.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.